been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Pretty Sheen, Pretty Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett, popping over there. Hey, smell that dairy here. Hey.
This is a winter survival edition of Tell Joy Where to Go and What to Do as winter descends on Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 14th. I could use your winter survival tips since I was practically having a panic attack yesterday driving in snow flurries in Madison, shaking in my boots, and not just because of this Arctic vortex that has us in its grips right now. It's going to get even colder and even snowier. And I want to know, what do you do to make the best of winter in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in Giles, Wisconsin right now, up in the Lake Superior snow belt in northwest Wisconsin. Giles is covered in 4 feet of snow right now. Would that be heaven for you, or would that be someplace else? What do you appreciate about winter, and what could you live without? Is winter your favorite or least favorite season? Let us know what you do to survive or even thrive in a Wisconsin winter. And let me welcome our guests who have written some fun articles about things to do in Wisconsin in the winter, what we love about winter in Wisconsin, and what we hate about Wisconsin winters. Casey and Ashley Steinbrink are our guests. They are the co-founders of WhoKnew.com, which focuses on uncovering the treasures of Northeast Wisconsin. They've written several pieces published on Who Knew, including Top 10 Optimistic Reasons to Look Forward to Winter in Wisconsin, 11 Things We All Hate About Winter in Wisconsin, and most recently, 8 Signs You Have Survived a Wisconsin Winter. And we have those pieces posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome them now. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I am good. And Casey, good morning to you.
Morning, Joy. Thanks for having us.
Well, this, I hope, will be fun, even though, listen, I want to say from the start, because I don't want people to think I'm a hater. I have survived more than a half century of winters in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. We celebrate life in Wisconsin every week at this time, but I do think I could use some tips on how to endure another winter. I'm not a big fan of winter driving. I'm not a big fan of shoveling snow. And boy, I was freezing yesterday. Let me get you guys to tell us where you stand. Casey, are you a winter lover or not?
Oh, I would say winter is my second favorite season up until mid-January, and then it can be over.
Yeah. If only it were just a month long, right?
Right, yeah. No, you know what? I think you have the right to kind of not like winter a little bit, Joy. As long as you stick around in Wisconsin, I think complaining about winter in Wisconsin is part of being Wisconsinite, I would say, yeah. For some of us.
Right. I mean, and sometimes we brag about it, right, Ashley? We think, hey.
Oh, well, yeah. And of course, my kids, they love it. They love the snow. They love throwing snowballs at each other and building snowmen and everything. And the whole reason I got started about thinking, hey, there's some good things, some pros about winter, too, was when you can go to the grocery store and keep all your groceries in your trunk without having to worry about the ice cream melting all over.
That's right. So. Yeah, you know, that's kind of funny because, yeah, when there's a big family gathering, too, and the refrigerator is stuffed, you can just put them out on the, you know, the back stoop or the deck and you'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah, outside becomes a huge refrigerator. That's awesome.
So how much, now you're in the, are you in the Green Bay area?
Yeah, we're in Green Bay.
And how much snow do you have right now?
We haven't seen any on the ground so far, just a few flurries.
Could you imagine being under 4 feet of snow right now like Giles?
I know, it's like you get your whole winter's worth of snow practically in one big slam.
So what would you, let's see, Ashley, give the folks in Giles or anybody who's under a dump of snow, a lot of northern Wisconsin got snow over the past week. What are some words of encouragement on, things to be optimistic about besides groceries staying cold in the trunk?
Well, I think when you first see that first snowfall, I mean, that's huge, but usually all that white snow on the tree branches and everything, I mean, I love the look of that, and it kind of gets you in the mood for the hot soup and drinks and stuff like that of the season, and we've already made huge pots of chicken soup, and it tastes so much better right now when it's cold and snowy outside. That's, and hey, what about shaving your legs? Women don't have to do that in winter time. We wear all these clothes. We don't have to care about that.
That's a positive. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, there's things like that that you can feel good about. And if you have a fire, you can cozy up by the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And have some...
right. And what about you, Casey? Anything that you're looking forward to for winter?
Well, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do in winter, of course. I mean, with the holidays coming up, it's nice to get some snow since if the stores are putting out the holiday stuff already. I mean, old man winter might as well come early if Christmas is going to come early, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I know that, well, here's a preview of our Week in Review quiz question. The Christmas tree, which for the state capitol, has been harvested in Oneida County and is going to be, bagged up and put on a truck and will be headed down to the state capitol today. So, yeah, the holidays are
They're
on
here.
The way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I asked on Facebook, too, if people had any, what they loved about winter or what they hated about winter. And I did post about Giles, and here's Wilbur in Montreal who says he plows snow in Guile. I'm sorry, I'm saying Giles. It's Guile. He says it is heaven up here. It is very pretty, and there are lots of activities to do like skiing and snowing. Well, Wilbur, that's great. He doesn't mind. It's heaven with 4 feet of snow.
Yeah, I mean, winter really is, like Ashley mentioned, a beautiful season. I mean, and there are plenty of people around the country who don't get to experience it. I went to college in Oklahoma, and there were kids at my college who were all from all over the country. And Oklahoma will get a little bit of snow every once in a while, but it doesn't really feel like winter to me. But to these kids who had never seen snow, it was insane. There were like 20-year-old kids just going crazy, trying to make snowballs with a little dust of snow on the ground. So you really don't know. You really have to appreciate the fact that we do get all four seasons here in Wisconsin, even though, spring may come not as quickly as we would like, and winter may come a little sooner than we would like. We really do get to experience all four seasons, which is pretty special. And winter is really an amazingly beautiful season, especially out in nature. But I think it's in the city where it kind of gets to me, it's not the nice, fresh white blanket of snow. Pretty soon you get mostly the gray sludge everywhere, and you get the white dust. You know what I'm talking about? That white dust
on
your car and on your coat? We're not really sure what that stuff is, but it's really annoying and really gross.
I have a black puffy coat, one of the whatever, I look like like the abominable snowman in this coat. But it's it gets all smudged up with that. I'm guessing it's salt. I'm thinking it's salt from the roads.
I think it's kind of salt mixed with dirt. Yeah.
So besides the white gunk on the cars, what do you not like so much about winter, Casey?
Well, one of the big ones for us right now, we have a couple of young kids, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and it's tough enough being parents getting your kids out of the house and in the car when you got to go somewhere, but when it's winter and you've got to get them all bundled up in a bazillion different things and find where they took off their mittens last and where they stuck their hat and where their other boot is, it takes even longer. So that's one of the big challenges. And then you got to buckle them into a car seat with all these clothes on and pinning them in there.
Oh yeah, and then I bet I have to go to the bathroom comes up right after that.
Oh no! Don't even remind me about that.
Oh man! But you know, we had a commenter on that same article that mentioned it's even hard for adults in their seatbelts when they have all this puffy clothes on now, and they have to readjust their seat and try and get something to feel comfortable again because of all that. So it does change things.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to...
layers.
I have to look for a new winter coat. I had a coat on yesterday that... It was more the transition coat, but I was cold, and I realized that I was warm actually on the top part of my body because it's, you know, like a ski jacket kind of, and I was freezing on the bottom part of my. So I need to get some more winter apparel. We are talking about what we love about winter and what we don't love so much about winter in Wisconsin, and we want to know what you think. Are you do you love winter or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Tell us how you survive a Wisconsin winter, how you thrive in a Wisconsin winter. Maybe you love the winter outdoor activities. Let us know where you go to enjoy winter. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Winter Survival Edition of Tell Joy Where to Go on the Ideas Network.
Everyone is a dirty shame. My ears are cold. My feet are cold. Bermuda stays on by my...
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it does.
So do you love it when it snows in Wisconsin? What do you like to do in the snow? Are you really looking forward to this winter? Are you a winter lover? Tell us why. Or if you're dreading winter, you can let us know that too. Maybe we can all complain a little bit and celebrate a little bit and find out some ways where we can survive this Wisconsin winter. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with two guests, Casey and Ashley Steinbrink, and they are the co-founders of WhoKnew.com. They've written several pieces published on Who Knew, including Top 10 Optimistic Reasons to Look Forward to Winter in Wisconsin, also 11 Things We All Hate About Winter in Wisconsin, and most recently, 8 Signs You've Survived a Wisconsin Winter. And we would love to have you add to these lists as well. Well, let's go to the phones. We have Doran in Elk Mound with us. Hi, Doran.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What do you love it or hate it?
Well, it's a little bit of both. The things I really hate about winter is if I am not ready for winter. About 17 years ago, my wife and I bought a rundown dairy farm, and we kind of rebuilt it, transitioned it to being organic. And boy, if you're not ready for winter, it's just a nightmare. And this year, I started getting ready for winter in August, and I got about 90% of the way there, and I just feel so good about it. It just made such a difference. But boy, I sure had to get ready early.
Yeah, you know, Doran, I feel kind of guilty. Here I am, you know, in my little residential house in Madison, kind of dreading the winter. You have, as a farmer, a ton of work. I mean, what do you have to do to prepare for winter? Just give us a real...
Well, there's cattle, there's water, of course, there's harvesting, there's fencing. It just goes on and on. I probably made 10 lists, and I have a small farm, you know, and so it's just... And worked my way through them and got pretty ready. Another thing, so that's what I really don't like, is not being ready, but this year I was ready, so I felt great.
Good.
What my wife doesn't like is just the dark. She says, I don't mind the cold. It's the darkness I don't like. The things we do like about winter, or at least I do, is that the beauty of it, like when you get a Jack Frost-type morning, just how beautiful that is. And also we have two furnaces in the basement, an oil furnace and a wood furnace when it's really cold. and you get that wood furnace going, and just to have a big old farmhouse that's just warm, you know, that oak heat blowing through the house constantly, and food cooking, even though it's blistering cold outside, is really a wonderful feeling. And we lived in California a couple of years, right in Newport Beach years ago, and we know what it's like not to have the seasons, and even though that was wonderful, there is something about the seasons, and it does help build character and have life experiences you wouldn't have otherwise.
Thank you so much, Doran. What a great call, and a very balanced pros and cons of the winter. Yeah, I've spent.
I need to have Doran write something for us.
Yeah, he was good. He was good, and it, I guess, what do you think of that, Casey? Does it build character?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, anytime you have to go, I guess you want to call it a little bit of a hardship. It is, you know, it's kind of hard to get through sometimes, and I think that can build character. I mean, we're all stuck inside a little more than often than we'd like, and we deal with the dark like Doran's wife doesn't like. And yeah, it was interesting that he brought up getting prepared for winter. That's something that I hadn't really thought about. And obviously, with a dairy farm, there's a lot of things you have to do, and if winter sneaks up on you, I suppose it's going to be a problem. But you know, even the rest of us have things we need to do to get prepared for winter, whether it's, you know, getting out those winter clothes or winterizing your car, winterizing your home. You know, I was at my brother's house the other day, and he's got the, you know, the plastic over the windows to keep the heat in, all the different things you do to kind of save energy and keep your house warm. So, yeah, we do have to kind of hunker down and get prepared for winter, both mentally and in our lives physically.
Yeah, anything.
But I can relate to his wife, though. Doran's wife with the darkness, that can really get some people down, you know, feeling the sad winter blues and whatnot, and like leaving really early in the morning when it's all dark outside and getting to work and working the whole day, and then when you leave work it's dark outside and it's like you never see the sun anymore.
David on Facebook says, in the dead of winter I hate the forecast of a bright, clear, sunny day. And I thought, what? And he says, that means it's going to look beautiful out the window, but when you walk out, it's twice as cold as cloudy days. He says, I'll take 10 inches of snow over a cloudless, windy January day in Wisconsin anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our 5-year-old, he has he's going to a nature program, and he has to dress up really warm because they spend a lot of time outside. But he's been looking outside lately, and I'm telling him he has to get dressed up. He's got to wear this and that because it's going to be cold out. And he'll look outside, and he goes, but it's sunny out there. It's still going to be really cold when you go outside, my friend.
Yeah, it's confusing for a kid. Mark in Bayfield joins us. Hello, Mark.
Yes, hello.
How's it going? I mean, you have a bit of snow, don't you?
We do have. We have a lot of snow here already.
Yeah, and but I understand that you it says you're a captain on Lake Superior. What is that?
Wow. Well, I'm a captain. I'm actually a tour guide on the Apostle Islands.
Oh, and,
awesome.
Yeah, so it's obviously I love summer because my boat's in the water and I get to visit all those beautiful islands out there, but the winter holds its own beauty, especially with the ice caves and the snow hanging off the trees, which is very beautiful.
I went to the ice caves, Mark, last year, and oh my gosh, was that was just amazing. Do you think that's going to happen again?
Well, I don't know. It seems to me that it happens about every 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that last year, when they froze, it was 5 years previous to that we could get out to the ice caves. And what's nice about the winter is that when you walk out caves, or even if you're in cornucopia and looking across the lake, the clarity, the visibility is astounding. You're looking at the North Shore, you're looking at Tofty, at Silver Bay, Two Harbors, and these places are 30 to 40 miles across, and mm-hmm. you can make out detail of the towns and cities that far away. Now, during the summer, you can't do that. The water vapor's coming off the lake, and you can't see the visibility just isn't that clear. With the winter air being dry, it is so clear. It's like nothing else.
It sounds great, Mark. Thank you so much for the call. A quick one before we check news. Steve emails, the trick to surviving winter is to get into a winter activity. My kids and I love to downhill ski and can't wait for the slopes to be snowy and ready for fun. Well, we will talk about some of those winter activities that we can partake in this winter. I know our guests, Casey and Ashley Steinbrink, have written about fun things to do in the winter, too, including sledding hills. Where are some of the best sledding hills in Wisconsin? Maybe you want to tell us where you love to cross-country ski or some other winter activity. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Winter Survival Edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
The other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie.
I was tuning in the 6 o'clock newscast, and the weatherman mentioned the snow. As soon as I heard that fall out of work, I was making my plans to go.
So when you hear that four-letter word, snow, do you cheer or jeer? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will continue our winter survival edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes, but first it's time for Wisconsin Life. Wisconsin Senator Bob La Follette was one of the leading opponents of the U.S. entry into World War I. Historian Nancy Unger tells us what La Follette believed and why he voted against going to war.
By 1910, Bob La Follette is most definitely a national figure. He's already cut his teeth in the Senate. He's getting a reputation as being, you know, really a very forward-thinking progressive. War is one of his big fears. In 1909, he said, "War and rumors of war are a dreadful diversion for people's demanding juster distribution of wealth. War is the money changer's opportunity and the social reformer's doom." When Woodrow Wilson, of course, is, we know, first is really saying, well, we have to be neutral. And La Follette is saying, yes, 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 that's exactly right. He is saying, well, you know, what is happening in Europe is a terrible thing, but it is not our fight. And he is just primarily concerned that the United States not get involved in this war, that it's going to just, you know, dramatically undo all of the progress that he and the other progressives have been making. And he just gets so upset as he sees the nation moving, you know, moving towards it. He tried so hard not to have that vote come up. He leads a filibuster because the whole Senate session is about to end. And he just is apoplectic because he's not allowed, they maneuver him out of speaking. But he does actually, his filibuster does work in that the congressional session winds down without there being a war vote. And his hope was that, you know, having prevented the war vote, there'd be kind of a cooling off period. He knew the president would call an additional session of Congress, but he really hoped that by causing at least this pause that he could stop it. And so it's a very, very dramatic time in the Senate. His plan does not work, and ultimately there is going to be the vote on war. And he gives a just blistering speech against it when the Senate reconvenes. He's got, you know, tears streaming down his face at the end of it, but he can't keep his country from going to war. He votes against it. There are some famous cartoons. You know, Woodrow Wilson called them, you know, this little handful of willful men. And there are some cartoons of the 12 of them. There's one a cartoon of those 12 senators standing in line, and the Kaiser is pinning the Iron Cross on each of them. You know, they're presented as traitors to their cause. as the war fervor kind of gets more and more stirred up, he's denounced by the faculty of the University of Wisconsin. This I think hurts him more than almost anything else. He's hung in effigy on the campus there. He's burned in effigy on the campus at MIT. He's spat upon in streetcars in Washington, D.C. But he believes that the people really are behind him, and he's upset that so many of them in Wisconsin get sort of swept up by the war, you know, fervor. And, I mean, he is reelected after, you know, after the war, and so there is some, you know, some support for this. And he refuses to ever back down on his position. He is adamant that he's done the right thing.
Wisconsin in the First World War is a special Wisconsin Life series, and it continues all this month. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Catch more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television Monday nights at 8:30. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and we talk about the many special things about Wisconsin. And today we are talking about winter. Winter is certainly a season that many of us love and many of us don't. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Alan says, I love winter. I'm rarely cold and cannot stand the heat. Remember, you can always put more clothes on you. You can only take so much off until you get arrested. Well, that's right. Alan, thanks very much for that tip. We'll welcome your thoughts about winter in Wisconsin in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Stein Prairie.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
So you love walking in Wisconsin's winter wonderland. We are talking about how we can survive and thrive in another Wisconsin winter on this winter edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Casey and Ashley Steinbrink. They are the co-founders of WhoKnew.com, which focuses on uncovering the treasures of Northeast Wisconsin. They've written several pieces published on Who Knew, and we've posted those on our Facebook page, including the top 10 optimistic reasons to look forward to winter in Wisconsin, 11 things we all hate about winter in Wisconsin, and most recently, 8 signs you've survived a Wisconsin winter. And I am looking for your tips on how to thrive in this Wisconsin winter. Jesse in the Toma area has been waiting, and I hope we still have you. I know you're driving. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. So you love winter.
I do. My favorite thing about winter is waiting. I'm a night person. Waiting till it gets very dark and it starts to snow really hard, and you walk outside and you feel like you're the only person on earth, and it's so quiet.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's absolutely my favorite thing. Actually, winter really is my favorite season. In fact, I named my daughter Winter.
Oh, you did. And does she love winter?
She likes it. She's actually an August baby.
Wonderful. But, so besides walking at night, I mean, the snow doesn't bother you, the cold doesn't bother you, that beauty and solitude, you love that.
Yeah, I don't really mind the cold at all, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Well, anybody, Ashley, a reaction to that?
I don't know. Maybe winter.
I think he's living in the perfect state then, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, he does. But I do not love the cold at all. I am the opposite. I am a warm body, and I don't even like getting up in the morning in the winter, because even though we have the house at around 68 degrees, It still feels cold to me. I don't know if the drafts come through the window or something, but I don't like getting up in the morning because of that reason, just feeling that cold, or like taking a warm shower, you get that little bit of warm, and then you have to get out. Or even sitting down on the toilet seat, and it's like, ah! So, yeah, I'm definitely in disagreement. But I'm really glad some people love that. I really am. That's awesome.
So how do you warm up, Ashley? Do you have some, some tips that you, to try to cope with the cold?
You got to get your slippers out, that's for sure. And all those warm clothes and layers. People actually really love the winter season because of that, because they can wear their hoodies and get all bundled up, and they like the style and the look of all those clothes too, like their scarves and hats. And so, you know, as long as you bundle up, you're probably going to be okay. And there are some nicer days too, you know, and I don't mind going out in the snow. I like the snow. I really do. It's just that bitter cold and that wind chill. The wind chill is the worst.
Yeah. You know, but you mentioned too, even if you're in the house, you can make that warm pot of soup. You can, go get hot cocoa with some marshmallows and sit by the fire and that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. There's definitely good ways to warm up during the winter.
So. Yeah. Let me tell you that Ashley is the person who's the fireplace hog, you know, the person who's always takes a spot right in front of the fire and stands there and kind of turns like she's on a rotisserie to keep herself warm.
Let's go next to Jim in Cable. Hello, Jim. Do you have a lot of snow in Cable?
We have about 18 inches at
only
our place.
Only 18, boy.
Whoa.
Yeah, only 18. It has changed life up here abruptly.
Wow, yeah. Because it just came this week, right?
It started Monday, and I think it is not snowing today, but this will be the first day that it has not been accumulating.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Have you been out shoveling, or do you snowblow, or?
I have an old snowplow that limps along each year. We're always surprised that it makes it each year, but it takes care of the driveway. We have a lake home and long driveway, and then the rest of it is done with a snow shovel, but we get along. But that isn't what I do in the winter. I'm a retired art teacher from New Auburn, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And one of our graduates, a fellow by the name of Mike Perry, inspired me to write. And when I retired, I started writing. And most recently, I won the 2014 Wisconsin Writers Association Jay Ring Award. I've won the Lake Superior Writers Award 2 years in a row. And my novel, The Treasure of Nemecagon, took second place out of 10,000 worldwide entries in the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Awards. So I write, and it's what I do in the winter. I turn my chair away from the windows, so I'm not distracted, and I write, and I write, and I write. And I have published 10 books since I retired in 2008.
Wow, congratulations on your success at that, too. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and they're doing really well. Larry Mueller interviewed me regarding the first book, The Treasure of Nemecagon, and since then I've written two more about Old Chief Nemecagon, and these are adventure novels. I write fiction, but they are based very closely on the old lumberjack days and the history of Bayfield County and Sawyer County. And they're full of these stories that most people, these stories are going to be lost if people don't write them down. So I'm one of these people that write down the old stories, hoping that someday somebody will be able to enjoy them.
Well, excellent, and thank you for sharing, Jim. So that's one way to, I guess, survive and thrive in the winter is, Casey, you can come up with some sort of hobby that keeps you indoors and warm?
Yeah, well, I think it's really interesting that he brought up how winter actually makes them more productive. You know, and I kind of relate as someone who has to sit down and write. I've never written a novel. I mean, that's, I know, would be a major undertaking. But, you read books like, I don't know if you're familiar with the book, The War of Art, where he talks about, you know, dealing with the resistance, where you just procrastinate so much. And
the thing you really just got to do is sit your butt down in a chair and write. And if winter helps you do that, that's pretty cool. You know, that's a pretty optimistic way to look at being stuck in your house during winter.
Yeah, sure. It sure is. Thank you, Jim, for the call. Well, what about you? Do you love winter or not so much? Do you have some suggestions on how we can survive this next Wisconsin winter? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We look forward to your winter survival tips. We are talking with Casey and Ashley Steinbrink, who are the co-founders of WhoKnew.com, and they have written several pieces about Wisconsin winters and how we can get by. And we have Brian, who emails, "I hate winter. It is cold and dreary and dark. Summer all the way. I will take a hot day over a cold one any day." Well, Brian, and you agree, Ashley.
I do, Brian.
And we have a listener on Facebook who says, "I really hate office temperature battles. Freezing outside, hell fires inside, makes appropriate dress impossible." Yeah, that's true. You know, this studio is boiling hot right now, but on other days it's freezing cold. So we have a I don't have control over it, unfortunately. You know what I wanted to talk a little bit about is I teased this just before our news break that somebody said the secret to surviving winter is to come up with some winter outdoor activity that you like. He'd love to go cross country skiing. Sounds to me that Casey and Ashley, at least you've written about it. You like to check out the sledding hills in the area?
Yeah, we had a post about some of the best, our favorite sledding hills and tubing hills in the northeast Wisconsin area on Green Bay and the Valley. And yeah, that I think for our family is the favorite winter activity. And partly because I'm a terrible downhill skier and I just wipe out all the time. But as a family, everyone can go do some sledding. We did it with our little 2-year-old niece last year, and it's just so much fun. Even grandma and grandpa can get out there. And one of my favorite Christmas memories was we spent a Christmas up in Door County at my aunt and uncle's, have a cottage in Jacksonport. We played football on the beach in the snow, and then we went sledding at Peninsula State Park. They have some really great sledding hills there so we went with all the aunts and uncles and cousins, and it was just such a great, like, fun Christmas memory. So, yeah, sledding is probably my favorite winter activity, especially with the family, because, well, less chance of injuring myself is downhill skiing.
Well, then you have your snowmobilers, the big...
Sure.
There's a lot of those people who love that, and snowboarders, too. I tried snowboarding once, but I cried. That was so hard. That was worse than that. I can do skiing, but snowboarding, those people have some talent.
Yeah. In fact, my husband did a little instructional thing to find out how to snowboard, and they said, "You know what? We're not going to let you go down."
Start on the bunny hill for sure.
They didn't want a lawsuit, apparently. I'm not sure. And on your list for sledding hills does bring back some good memories, because I grew up in Appleton, and I lived in Green Bay.
Wow.
I don't know if you knew that. So
I'm
familiar with some of these places. The Reed Golf Course in Appleton is where I went when I was a kid. So that was a lot of fun.
I've never been there, but that Triangle Sports area is pretty popular. They have that rope where it can bring you up, you know. So that one's really popular. But even some of the little parks around the area, I don't know if Jostin made the list, but we like Jostin Park. It's just a small little park in Bellevue, but the hill is pretty nice for sledding. So especially if you have the little kids.
Let's go next to Alice in Two Harbors. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Joy. This is Alice on the shores of Lake Superior in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
And are you under a few feet of snow, too?
We've got not as much as Bayfield, but we've got about 8 inches of snow.
Oh.
So, and it was zero this morning.
Yeah. Piece of cake, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But my favorite thing, we moved up here from the blizzards of northern Illinois, but I just absolutely one of those crazy people that love winter. And we have 10 acres, and we have a hill that we kind of cut out in the summertime. And then I have the grandkids come over, and last year we had on the average 4 feet of snow on the ground. So I'd have the kids, we'd snowshoe out, and then I'd stay out there, and I buy up all the snow tubes that are on sale, and I have, we call them thunder tubes, and just right in my backyard, the kids will stay out, they'll go tubing down the hill,
oh.
And I give them hot chocolate and cookies and sometimes hot dogs, but they'll stay out. And my three-year-old last year would not come in. She was out there for 3 hours.
Oh, I wanna live next door to you, Alice.
Yeah. Everybody's called in. You would go crazy, though. I am an avid snowshoer, and if I didn't go outside, it would not be fun.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have. Thank you so much, Alice. You can get cabin fever. You can't just stay holed up, the whole time. And you have, Casey. You said you love winter. Until about January. What do you do to cure cabin fever?
I think you got it right. I think you just got to force yourself to get out there and get into the sunshine when it's out and get some fresh air in your lungs. You just got to bundle up and do it and make some memories, just like the last caller does with her grandkids, because those are the kind of memories you can only make living, well, in a place like Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Can't make it living in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, and that's right. We only have about a minute or so to go, and Ashley, I want to ask you, I mean, I mentioned when we first started, I've lived in Wisconsin all my life. I love Wisconsin. I do complain about the winter a little bit. Why do you think we still stay in Wisconsin when winter is not our favorite season?
Well, we might grumble about the winter a lot, but I do think deep down everybody does love the snow, and they love having a white Christmas. You know, you go other places like Florida where you might have flowers on Christmas, and that's weird. I don't know that I would really love that. So, you know, being here and having a white Christmas, having, yeah, maybe 6 months where it feels like winter, we do get all the seasons, though. So
yeah, that's
that makes
right.
It really awesome to live here.
It does. So. Any parting words for us, Casey?
Well, I would just say, don't worry, everyone. We've survived winter before. We can do it again. Take a deep breath and enjoy it for what it's worth.
Thank you both very much for being with us. Casey and Ashley Steinbrink are the co-founders of WhoKnew.com. And you can read about their pieces that they wrote about winter on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks, everybody, for your tips on how to survive our next Wisconsin winter. And I do kid. I love winter to a great degree. I just don't like driving in the snow. So be safe. Have fun. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. My ears are cold.